All right. It is after midnight, and we are live in the WGXC studio here at Wave Farm. There we are. Now we're live.
Yes, you do. You do, huh? You do. caught up in you and always has been, and it's just really hard. Do you want to call an end to it for a while then, and I'll just talk to you when I get back to the States? Fred, you didn't hear what I said. Answer the question, please.
Special session with Spectre, named at Waveform.
Welcome.
Tonight's call-in game is very simple. We will play different waveforms, and you, our audience, our listeners, all around the Imperial State, and all around the great empire and all around the world, will try to answer what that waveform is. And the one who answers correctly will get a prize. And the one who doesn't answer correctly will get a big horn.
You can reach us at 518-622-2598. 518-622-2598 for your answers.
Yes, and we will start with the first waveform now, just to warm up a little bit, something really simple.
Yeah, I think first maybe we'll introduce ourselves. You've just been hearing a lovely track by Alyosha Abrahamsburg, Cold, from decades of spectral investigations. To my right is Marco Pelan, who you've just been listening to introduce our lovely game contest, if you will. And the man behind the board, Tom Rowe, keeping it together, keeping it real. And myself, Matthew Biederman.
We have a small audience here, as you can hear. Okay, we'll start with the first waveform. The first waveform is a very simple one, and
we're gonna start slow before we get crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna start really, really slow before we get really, really crazy.
So, yeah. Dr. Abrahamsburg, if we could have a pure signal so we don't confuse our listeners out there. And again, that number, 518-622-2598 for your answers. And Marco, maybe you could tell us what our contestants will win this evening.
Yeah, our contestants will win different kinds of prizes. The grand prize is the Signal Territory CD. A very, very
rare
production from the airwaves. 100 days of signal inspection in 1997 garnered a lot of very interesting territories, and that's on this CD. That's the first prize. And the second and third prizes are going to be also musical prizes from the label RXTX, our label from Ljubljana, Slovenia.
And never mind our undying love and affection. Of course. Signal number one. We'll let this play. This is about, 30 seconds worth of waveform. And let's let her go.
Okay, silence.
Okay, so audience in Radio Land, if anybody can name that waveform, I encourage you to call us immediately at 518-622-2598, and we'll be keeping score here in the studio.
First waveform, we didn't get any phone calls, of course.
Nobody's called in yet, and come on, gang, this is an easy one. We're talking...
Oh, the phone is ringing.
Phone's ringing. We're going to get you, you know... Second caller is going to be the winner. Let's one more time. Anyone?
518-622-2598 for this waveform that you have just heard. Looks like it's gonna go down from here, boys.
Marco, you wanna tell us a little bit? Oh! Never mind, we may have.
Hello, this is Wave Park, and we put you on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on. Hello.
Hello. This is Dominic Rosenberg. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
You may not be able to hear it, but they all said hello.
Okay,
I'll translate.
So what was that?
All of you.
What was that waveform, Dick?
Can you name that waveform?
It's a mechanical longitudinal wave.
That's close.
That's close. We'll accept.
Will you accept that?
We will accept it with a... With a small remark.
Thank
So what?
You're accepting it with an asterisk. He's got an asterisk.
Yeah, he's got an asterisk. So what you actually heard was the continuous wave waveform CW. It's used mostly for Morse code signals. Actually, let me pick up the phone so you can actually hear me. So what you actually heard was the continuous wave waveform. It's an electromagnetic wave of constant amplitude and frequency. And it was used in early radio for Morse code signals. And that's what it was. What you actually heard was a Morse code call, a CQ. And it's used still today by radio amateurs and by ships all over the world. And you can hear it on your AM receiver sometimes. It's used as a station identifier and so on. It's a very robust waveform. You need a very, very weak signal, and you can still transmit it all around the globe. And that's why it was sort of very popular.
And Mr. Pelhan, you mentioned a CQ. Maybe you could shed a little light on what a CQ call is in the CW waveform or in the ham radio world.
In the ham radio world, a CQ is basically a request for a call. When you do a CQ, you are calling out to the world, here I am, CQ, CQ, and then you tell which station you are, your station name, and then hopefully somebody answered like you answered our phone. How old are you, Dick?
How old do I have to be?
Oh, there is no age limit. There is no age limit.
This is safe harbor.
24.
Oh, 24. Okay. So, and what do you, how come you're listening to our station tonight at such a late hour?
I was hungry and I was eating a sandwich and the radio was on.
Oh, perfect.
That's the best way to listen to radio, with a sandwich. I do that all the time myself.
Okay, Dick, thank you very much for your call, and we learned something new.
We hope to hear from you again. We're gonna amp it up. We're going to take it to the next level.
Good night.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Bye-bye.
And we've got one correct answer. I think that's great. We know we've got a listening public that is dialed in to the waveform, name that waveform, Radio Hour. So what are we going to play next here, Professor Pelhan? Should we go digital?
We should go digital and we should go deeper.
Let's go digital. Let's go deep. Let's see what we have here. Let me reach into my digital bag of tricks and we'll move into not anything too difficult, something that's still very common out there on the airwaves. I'm not going to give it away any longer by talking. So let's just play something for us. Listen in. One more time. Okay, folks, don't forget that number is 518-622-2598. That's 518-622-2598 to name that waveform. We're keeping score. Dick's got 1 point, and here's your chance to catch up. Thank you.
all'ospedale, ora siamo per strada. Se vuole raggiungerci in ospedale, ci troviamo ai poliambulatori di neurochirurgia.
Adesso vediamo perché senza macchina.
D'accordo, comunque non c'è problema, può anche rimanere a casa. Abbiamo fatto lo stesso, ce la facciamo anche al ritorno. In ospedale, ora siamo per strada. Se vuole raggiungerci in ospedale, ci troviamo ai poliambulatori di neurochirurgia.
We're still here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. And tonight,
Accra, I think it's Accra.
Accra, exactly. And tonight, we are still on the Name That Waveform radio show. We have just heard a very, very common waveform again that you can hear on your AM radio on a daily basis. If it
all
has
over
a little
the
bit,
band.
All over the band. Band. All over the band. Very, very familiar one used by weather people, used by news organizations, used by radio amateurs, ships. Used by the military, used by the ships. It's a very old waveform too.
You're not giving it away.
We're not giving it away. But
should we play it once?
Let's play
one
it
last
once,
time,
once
one
again.
More time?
Let's play
okay,
it once
let's
again.
Hold on, I'm gonna move the microphone in.
Nullo, bring it down.
And the number again is 518-622-2598. 518-622-2598.
One more time. With our waveform. All right, there we go. Who's got that waveform? I know you know it out there. Come on, people. Don't be shy.
622-2598. Name that waveform.
It's actually one of my favorite waveforms, Marco.
Yeah, for me too. It's the one that I can listen to hours and hours.
Often. It usually puts me to sleep at night.
I still cannot decode it, though, by listening to it.
Are you saying it's the Citizen Kane of waveforms?
I am saying that.
It's my rosebud.
Yeah, Danny, I am. Question, sir. Do you require a pilot correction boatman?
Oh, yeah. It will be good to have a boatman, yeah.
You like a boatman, okay. Understood. Thank you.
Okay, last chance, 518-622-2598 for the waveform. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Here she is.
We know you know it. Don't be shy. All right.
Okay.
What did we hear?
We have to give it in. What we heard was... Oh, yeah. Nobody answered. Okay, what we heard was an RTTY signal, radio teletype, using the BAU.dot code, and the modulation is FSK on this one. So there were three answers that were correct, either RTTY or BAU.dot or FSK. We would take all three answers as the right answers.
Yeah, and this one, I think this one was developed around the early 30s by the military, if I'm not mistaken, if my computer screen isn't lying to me. I wish I knew it off the top of my head.
The U.S. Navy?
Yeah, I think it was the Navy. Ship to shore, but I'm telling you, it's all over the bands, amateur and elsewhere. Lots of information. I think I see it most commonly, if it's not you now, get a lot of weather reports.
Weather reports,
the
yeah.
RTTY. So,
it's used by ships on the open oceans and so on. Still, the Russian fleet, the Soviet fleet was a prolific transmitter of this of RTTY in the old times during the Cold War. Nowadays it's really mostly heard either on the amateur radio bands or for weather reports.
And you know, one of the things that I guess we should point out, that's just to bring it back, a lot of these waveforms that you're going to hear, that they're not actually voices, however they are encodings of information. So that's RTTY. What happens is, this is what you just heard over our airwaves, you can hear on different frequencies on the spectrum, and then using software or custom receivers, translate that sound into actual visual text that gets printed on a page or just simply on your screen. So a lot of these digital waveforms that you're going to hear do very similar things. Some images, some text.
Yeah, in the old times, for example, well, in the 30s, it was RTTY was used for commercial traffic, basically for teleprinter signals to send messages, cables. This is the famous cables, right? Back and forth, diplomatic cables and normal communication cables by the post office. And one of these commercial systems was running between San Francisco and Honolulu as early as April 1932, says Wikipedia.
And you know, if you listen to this in comparison to the continuous wave waveform, the Morse code, I think what maybe one of the things that you recognize is the speed at which some of the sounds are coming at you through the airwaves. And whereas continuous wave Morse code is you can receive information one letter at a time as fast as somebody can type the key, whereas these RTTY and additional, as we hear more advanced digital communications, what it is in essence a compression of data. So you can transmit information a little bit faster over the airwaves until we move into, you know, all the way up into the gigahertz range, where we get real-time satellite imagery. So it's the earliest form of compression.
Yeah, earliest form of proper data transmission, and the one that was not anymore decodable by the human ears and brain alone. Whereas with the continuous wave, we can still... you know, we have ham heads out there, our old mans, OMs, who can receive continuous wave CW code at 120 characters per second. But those are rare and far in between. But 60 characters per second, even your professor here used to do in the old times.
Yeah, I'm... In my day, I'm new to the game, and for better or worse, better I guess in one sense for myself, but I'm sort of sad that I didn't have to learn Morse code to get my license. I mean, now they've removed that, at least in Canada. I'm not sure what the regulations are here in the United States. I think it's gone now.
Yeah, they just removed Morse code like 2 years ago in the United States. Well, yeah, 2 or 3 years.
That's too bad.
It's a hallmark moment, I suppose. Well, not in sense of cards, but a watershed maybe is what I'm looking for.
Okay, and speaking of watershed moments, 518-622-2598. Even if you don't have an answer and you just want to chat about radio communications, waveforms, dark and light, deep and shallow, you are most welcome to call in, of course, to our studio. We are here in force, the Spectre Collective, and Tom, 518-622-2598. Name that waveform.
Go ahead and drop off this and just wait for you to try to call me on weather. Right, and I think it's going to be Southbury that's going to try to initiate it. But if anything, we'll call you back on text.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York, with the Name That Waveform game show. We are continuing with our journey through time and through waveforms, and this one is a very, very good one. One of our favorites because of many reasons, and
which you will find out soon enough.
And it's also a really nice-sounding waveform that sort of fits, the name fits the waveform by a set of interesting coincidences, I guess. So here she is.
All right, Dr. Nello.
And one last time. All right.
Name that waveform.
518-622-2598. Folks, do we have anything out there on the lines? Down the line, we're listening for a Name That Waveform. You can hear it behind my voice. It's a wonderful waveform, 518-622-2598. Historic, effervescent, maybe one could say. It's a bit different than the...
Okay, we can help. If there's anybody out there, we can help a little bit. This one comes from Europe.
straight out of Europe. Yeah. Maybe Dick Rosenberg, are you still eating your sandwich? Maybe you could give us a call. Maybe you have an idea. There's probably a longitudinal wave form in there somewhere.
Maybe we have to give this one in again. Oh, my mic.
Oh, hello. That wasn't the waveform.
No, that wasn't the waveform. So this one, okay. Let's hear it once again, Matthew.
One more time. Beautiful waveform. 518-622-2598. Give us a call.
Nobody got this one. It's not an easy one. I remember when we first encountered it, we did a name that waveform. Do you remember in Finland?
I do. It was actually the first time I had heard it in the wilds of the bands, not just pre-recorded sort of sample.
Yeah.
And this one for me is a special one. Because, well, let's tell them what it is.
So this is the Hellschreiber.
Historic
waveform. Thing. Invented by one Rudolf Hell from Germany.
And Schreiber?
That's a writer. Hell writer. A hell of a writer.
A hell of a writer and
it has a dark history, of course.
Exactly.
Since it comes from Germany. From the right decade. From the 30s, and it was of course used by the German military, and it was used in conjunction with the Enigma encryption system, the very famous encryption system used by German U-boats, that created a lot of problems for the Allied military until it was cracked by the boys in England.
Yes, the boys in England.
They figured out that the waveform actually looks like a swastika?
No, the waveform does not look like a swastika. It was, it's basically also a teletype. And
yeah, but with a very important difference is that it doesn't translate necessarily into, let's say, ASCII code, but in fact prints out an image.
It's an image, yeah.
It's an image that you hear. So it's a very, it's maybe one of the first images. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not going to speak. I'm talking off the out of my hat right here. But it may be one of the first images on transmitted over HF. I'm not entirely sure.
I'm also not sure about that. But it's definitely a very robust waveform because of the nature itself that it can actually transmit an image. So
it's sort of an early form of fax. In a sense.
Exactly, and it was a very, very simple system compared to a teletype, mechanically and so on. So it was very robust, and it could be miniaturized, so it was put on submarines and so on. Pretty interesting machine and a very, very good waveform. Okay, so Hellschreiber that was.
So far, Dick Rosenberg is the leader of this contest.
Looking forward to more
some
calls.
Competition. And you know, like Marco had said, even if you don't know what the waveform is, feel free to give us a call. We can talk about any waves. 518-622-2598. And let's go back to Nullo on the archives, signal archive, while we dig up a new waveform to play for you all. Gonna have to bring it home here soon, so we're gonna jam a couple of more waveforms at you, at least two more for the before we get to the top of the hour, and we have to say goodnight to you all. So let's just go right into the next waveform.
I'll leave it at that.
That's a beautiful waveform.
All right, 518-622-2598. Feel free to give us a call and let's discuss that waveform, if you can name it. And let's, you know, since we are bringing it in close to the top of the hour, maybe we'll double down, and we'll see what else we can play for you.
And you can call us in at 518-622-2598, 518-622-2598. And just give it a try.
You know, for those of you that that scan the shortwave dial or are listening outside of your typical FM zone, which I highly encourage all of you to do if you haven't, get yourself a receiver that breaks you out of the FM dial. You're going to hear a lot of those things out there, a lot of those waveforms. In fact, much of the communication you're going to hear out on the shortwave dial is these digital encodings. So we're here to not only provide entertainment and fascination while you're falling asleep there at home, but also education and inspiration to get out on the airwaves and broadcast your own digital modes. Conduct your own waveform experiments. WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York, and this is Name That Waveform. We'll hear it again now, if you're out there. What is this? And one more? I don't know, Marco. Okay. Maybe given the time,
I know that one. That's the beginning of that ESG song.
Oh, they were hams, and before they made it big.
Well, guess what? This last one. Okay, maybe we need to hear the losing signal first.
The losing signal. Oh, that's not the losing
this
signal.
This waveform over here.
This waveform.
Oh, that waveform.
So nobody guessed that one. Well, it's a very difficult one, and it's really a very, very contemporary waveform. we'll play it again, the first one.
First one. Is this being the first one?
No.
No. The other one. Oh, that's not the first one. That's the second one.
Oh, now we're multiple waveforms. We're multiplexing. There we go.
Yeah, so this
All right, sorry, folks.
So this is a very contemporary waveform, and it's called Throb. Throb. Not very popular one. It's very, very rare on the airwaves.
It is. I've heard it very rarely. Is that a... Is that an acronym for something, or is...
No, it's not an acronym. It's just Throb as in Throb. And it's a waveform that is only possible nowadays with amateur radios connected to computers because of the very, very strong digital signal processing processors, because it's a very, very sort of weak signal. But because of DSP, it can be sort of decoded by the computer. And it's used by radio amateurs to talk in long distances. It's basically similar to PSK, which is a very popular digital form.
Excellent. So there's a lot of amateurs out there using digital modes. And I think one of the interesting things about digital communications is that what you're doing is taking a set of information, packetizing it, sending it over the airwaves, and then decoding it on the other side. And in fact, one of the things we talked about the other night is that it's the early form of TCP/IP communication. It's a precursor to the internet. So these kinds of modes that are experimented with by hams, with hams and for hams, have drifted into all aspects of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why they are still so relevant today, because the art and science of radio never stops.
Amen.
Okay, 518-622-2598. If we have a last caller, we have 3 minutes left of the Name That Waveform, and we have the last waveform now. And we'll... Okay. We can help on this one.
Okay, let's give a hint.
This waveform is named after a very famous cartoon character that was a sailor. The wife of a very famous cartoon character that was a sailor. And he loved spinach. So come on, 518-622-2598. What is this waveform?
But it's not his name.
No, it's not his name. It's her name.
First name.
Her first name, and it's the name of the waveform. 518-622-2598. The waveform is the name of the wife or girlfriend or partner or whatever
she
was.
I don't know.
That was not clear. Of the sailor who liked spinach. 518-622-2598.
You've got 30 seconds to go toe-to-toe with Dick Rosenberg and steal the crown.
Oh.
Hey, you can hear her now.
They sound familiar.
Okay, well, I guess we are almost on the top of the hour, and the name of that waveform was
Olivia.
Olivia, one of our favorite waveforms, lovely Olivia, a digital mode. But nobody guessed that one, even if we helped with Popeye the Sailor Man, and you could even hear the original Olivia on the airwaves.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us. Even I know it's not easy to identify these waveforms. We hope it's been inspiring, breathtaking, and entertaining, most of
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. And Name That Waveform, experimental broadcast on 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. It's going to be syndicated all around the world on HF.
And we'll make it very popular.
Let's give a big thanks to Nello on the soundtrack.
Thank you, Nello.
Tom on the boards.
Tom on the board and
Marco on the mic.
And Matthew on the mic too.
All right. Signing out.
Signing out.
Each song you play recalls yesterday. Before she ever went away. So keep them spinning.
Thanks for
let her know that I still love her. So keep them spinning. Let her know that I still love her.